Hello everyone, happy Wednesday and welcome back to another episode of Killer Instinct. If you are new here, hi, my name is Savannah Brimer. I am your host on Killer Instinct. So for today's case, we are talking about the disappearance of Stacy Peterson. This case has so many different twists and turns that come along with it, so I'm really interested to see what you guys think about it and what your theories are as well. So with that being said, let's just jump right on into it today. So this is Stacy Peterson. Stacy was born on January 20th of 1984 to her parents, Anthony and Christy. And Stacy also had a sister named Cassandra. And growing up, the two of them were extremely close. Stacy is described by Cassandra as a loving mother of four who put everyone else's needs above her own and always wanted to make everyone else happy. So when Stacy was only 16 years old, she started dating a man named Drew Peterson, who was born on January 5th of 1954, which made him a good 30 years older than Stacy was. So when she was 16, he was about 46 years old. But Drew was married at the time that him and Stacy initially got together. He was married to a woman named Kathleen Savio, and Stacy and Drew eventually ended up getting married when Stacy was 19 years old, and that was after Drew had divorced Kathleen in 2003. So Drew divorces Kathleen in 2003 and then also gets married to 19-year-old Stacy Peterson in 2003. Stacy and Drew had two children together. Their names were Lacey and Anthony, and Stacy had also adopted Drew's other two children that he had had previously with Kathleen. And that is because on March 1st of 2004, Kathleen had died in her home. It was ruled as an accidental drowning when she was found in the bathtub of her home without any water in the bathtub. And if that doesn't sit right with you or make a whole lot of sense, that is completely understandable, and we are going to get into that a little later. So Drew had a pretty long career as a police officer in Chicago. Him and Stacy lived in the town of Bolingbrook, Illinois. And Stacy actually did do some good for Drew's family. She really reunited the family together because what had happened was Drew and his family had a falling out. Drew and his brother had a falling out, more in particular. And it really put a strain on their family relationship. And when Stacy came into the picture, she told Drew, "I want my kids to grow up with all of their aunts and all of their uncles. So you really need to make more of an effort to reconcile with your brother," which is exactly what he did. So because of Stacy, it really did help bring Drew's family back together. So like we said, Drew was 30 years older than Stacy, and he was not only married to Kathleen and Stacy, he was also married two other times before that. Drew married his high school sweetheart named Carol Brown in 1974, and Drew and Carol had two sons together named Stephen and Eric. So they ended up getting a divorce in 1980 because Drew had an affair outside of their relationship. He was caught cheating. So Carol decided to get a divorce from Drew. Drew's second wife was named Victoria, or Vicky Connolly, and Drew and Vicky ended up getting married in 1982, so 2 years after his divorce from Carol. Vicky and Drew were actually married for about 10 years, and they ended up having a daughter together as well. Well, they ended up getting a divorce in 1992, and that is when Drew met Kathleen Savio. So Kathleen and Drew actually got married on May 3rd of 1992, and yes, he got a divorce from Vicky in 1992 and then got married to Kathleen in 1992 as well. Drew and Kathleen had two sons together named Thomas and Christopher, but the two of them had a pretty rocky relationship, Kathleen and Drew did, because between 2002 and 2004, the police were called to Drew and Kathleen's home a total of 18 times for domestic disturbance calls. 18 times, that's a lot. But this actually wasn't the first time Drew had been caught up in domestic violence. His second wife, Vicky, actually claims that Drew threatened to kill Vicky and make it look like an accident. Vicky said that there was also abuse all throughout their 10-year marriage. So let's let's talk about Sunday, October 28th, 2007. This was the day that Stacy Peterson went missing. So on this day, October 28th, 2007, the last time anyone had heard from Stacy was at about 10 o'clock a.m. that morning when she talked to her family over the phone and told her family that she was going to a friend's house to help paint their house. But according to this friend, Stacy never ended up showing up that day. Stacy was officially reported missing on October 29th, 2007 after none of her family was able to get a hold of her the day prior as well as the day of on October 29th. So that is when the police were called and a missing persons report was filed for Stacy. But Drew had a very different story. Drew said on the day of October 28th, or the night of October 28th, Drew had received a phone call from Stacy, and Stacy told Drew that she was leaving him for another man. She said that she didn't want to be with Drew anymore, she was leaving him, and that she left her car at the airport. It is the Bolingbrook Clow, I believe is how you pronounce it, but I could be totally off on that. But it is the Bolingbrook International Airport. So Stacy's family knew that there was no way that Stacy was leaving behind her children, because not only did she have her two children that were hers that she loved and adored more than anything else, she had also, like I said before, adopted Kathleen's other two children, Thomas and Christopher, and there was no way that she was going to leave all four of her children and go run off with another man. Stacy's family knew that just wasn't like her. She wouldn't have done that. They also knew that there was no way that Stacy would have been comfortable enough to leave her four kids with Drew, especially because according to Stacy's friends and family, Stacy had revealed to them that she did want to leave Drew. She wanted to get a divorce from him. Stacy even told her family that she was afraid of Drew and said that she was afraid that Drew was going to kill her and make it look like an accident. Stacy was pretty open to her friends and family about her and Drew's marriage and how it wasn't going so great. She said that Drew was extremely controlling of her. He would do things like if Stacy was to go to the grocery store and she would come back, Stacy would have to show Drew the receipt of the grocery store, and then Drew would map the time that's on the receipt and the time that Stacy got home to see if that amount of time matched up and made sense, basically to see if Stacy went somewhere else and was cheating on Drew. That was Drew's whole intention there. Stacy was also in contact with the pastor at her church, and this pastor's name is Neil Short. And Stacy would have meetings with this pastor, and in one of these meetings, Neil said him and Stacy were talking, and Stacy just stared at him. And Neil knew that Stacy had something to say to him, so he was just kind of like, you know, you can tell me anything. Anything you say is between us. And Stacy just looked at Neil and said, he did it. Neil didn't really know what Stacy was talking about at that point, so Neil asked, he did what? Who did what? And Stacy responded by saying, he killed Kathleen Savio. Again, just to refresh your memory, Kathleen Savio is Drew's third wife. So basically what Stacy is saying here is that Drew was the one who killed Kathleen Savio. Neil then asked Stacy what he wanted her to do with that information, and Stacy said she didn't want Neil to do anything. She just wanted him to know. So if you're listening to this thinking, what is possibly happening here? What is going on? I thought we were talking about Stacy. Now we're talking about Kathleen and how she was possibly murdered by Drew, and now Stacy is missing. I know it's very confusing and there's a lot of twists and turns, but I will explain everything. So just hang on with me. So when Stacy went missing, police did question Drew and gave him a polygraph test. And on that polygraph test, there were three different questions that indicated deception on Drew's end. And these three questions were all related to Stacy's disappearance and Drew's involvement and knowledge in Stacy's disappearance. So the first question was, on Sunday, October 27th, 2007, did you see your wife, Stacy, in your home before going to bed after coming home home from work, which he answered yes, and it came back that that was deceptive. The second question was, do you know the whereabouts of your wife, Stacy? Drew answered no, and that answer indicated deception as well. And the third question was, did you receive a phone call from your wife, Stacy, on the evening of October 28th, 2007, telling you that she was leaving you? Drew answered yes, and that showed up as deceptive as well. I do have to put the disclaimer out there, like I always do, that polygraph tests are not a perfect representation of someone's knowledge or someone's truth. They're not sustainable in court. I know a lot of you are already familiar with that fact, but I just wanted to throw it out there again. But at the same time, I did want to throw out the questions that he did fail on the polygraph test. But with that being said, there were some questions on the polygraph test that showed no deception. And those questions were, did you have any involvement in the physical removal of your wife, Stacy, from your home on Sunday, October 28th, 2007? The second one was, did you in any way physically harm your wife, Stacy, during the time that she disappeared? And the third question was, did your wife, Stacy, call you on Sunday, October 28th, 2007, and tell you that if you wanted the car, it was parked at the airport? So Drew answered no to those first two questions and yes to the question about the airport and the car being at the airport. And those questions indicated no deception on Drew's end. So, I mean, there is some questions about her disappearance that he failed, and there's some questions about her disappearance that he passed. But at the same time, a lot of people do think that by saying, did you physically remove your wife, Stacy, from your home, and him saying no and him passing, well, what about if he followed Stacy somewhere and it occurred outside of the home? You know, there's different ways that this question could have been worded to be more specific. It didn't have to just be inside of their home. So a lot of people are iffy about that question. So when Stacy went missing, Drew's behavior got exceedingly odd. Obviously, because his wife had gone missing, there was a lot of media attention on him, and he thrived off of it. If you look up on YouTube or Google, there are pictures and videos out there of how he responded to the media attention. He really fed into it and thrived off it, and he went on multiple talk shows after Stacy's disappearance. And one of those shows was called The Early Show. And in this show, he was asked why his answers, or several of his answers, were deceptive in the polygraph test that he had taken. And as expected, Drew says that he doesn't know why his answers came back deceptive and that he was being truthful throughout the entire polygraph exam. And he also said that his own theory of what happened is that Stacy really, to this day, is still out in the world somewhere, has not contacted her friends, her family, anyone, and is out living a new life with a different man. But then he goes on to slightly contradict himself, because after saying that, he said that Stacy is not the type of person who would leave her kids behind, which is why it is odd that all of this is happening. So right after he says that he thinks she's off living her life with this new man, he says that it's completely out of character for her. So he is kind of contradicting himself there. He then did an interview with Dr. Phil, where he said that he believed that he was being tracked and listened to by the police. According to Drew, he said that him and Stacy do talk on the phone a lot, or did talk on the phone a lot. Drew was constantly calling her, checking in on her. It was a part of his controlling behavior. But on the day that Stacy went missing, Drew did not call Stacy at all. And a lot of people have chalked that up to be because that Drew knew that if he called Stacy, she wasn't going to answer because he was the one that was responsible for her disappearance. But according to Drew, he said he didn't call her that day because he wanted to give her some space. When it came to his and Stacy's relationship, Drew said that there was only one physical confrontation between the two of them throughout the entirety of their relationship. And that happened when Drew cornered Stacy in their kitchen, and Stacy ended up hitting Drew over the head with a frozen steak. So in the midst of all of this happening, Drew's brother also came forward, and he said that Drew had asked his brother to help him move a blue barrel. Drew's brother said when he helped Drew move this barrel, it was warm to the touch, and after it had all happened and he helped him move it, he told his friends after the fact that he thought that he may have just just helped Drew dispose of Stacy's body. So this should tell you something. I mean, the fact that Drew's family isn't even coming to his defense and aren't surprised by the allegations made against him and would even go so far as to say that his brother thinks that maybe he helped dispose of the body after a favor that Drew asked of him, it really does show the true colors of Drew and how his family perceives him and what the type of person that he is. But of course, Drew denied this whole interaction with his brother. So let's talk about Kathleen for a moment. So when it came to Kathleen and Drew's relationship, Drew said that him and Kathleen never got physical. Like, there were never any physical altercations. There was never any abuse, never any domestic violence. He actually word for word said, quote, "I was a policeman and policemen don't get involved in physical confrontations with their wives because if you do, you will lose your career." End quote. And I personally just found that to be an odd statement because it wasn't like he was saying, you know, I loved Kathleen so much, I would never do anything to hurt her. I would never lay a finger on her. I would never do anything like that. He strictly just based it off of the fact that if he did do something, he would lose his job for it. So that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And he said that policemen don't do that, you know, I'm a policeman and we don't do that, which also is an untrue statement. But mind you, there's many, many, many wonderful, great policemen and women out there. But there are a handful that we have seen in these true crime stories that go and do violent crimes as well. So I want to circle back around to Kathleen's death for a moment. So this is what we know. So Kathleen, after the divorce was finalized, was going to be receiving half of Drew's financial worth, and she was also going to be receiving custody of her and Drew's children. And Kathleen's death occurred 2 weeks before the divorce settlement was going to be finalized between her and Drew. And there was also a 1-inch gash on the back of Kathleen's head when her body was found. The Friday before Kathleen had died, Kathleen had actually spoken to her sister, and her sister said that during this phone call with Kathleen, Kathleen told her that she wasn't going to make it, that Kathleen was not going to make it out of this, and that Drew is going to kill me, and he's going to make it look accidental, and he's going to get away with it. Okay, we're going to take a short break, but we will be right back with more of the Killer Instinct podcast. Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems a little counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's Instant Alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in a place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean that you can spend less time looking for the perfect place and more time on just doing you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place. All right, you guys, welcome back. Kathleen literally predicted her death and predicted her future, which is terrifying. In regards to Kathleen's death, Drew was questioned, but he had an alibi that night, and his alibi was that he was with Stacy. But it did come out after Stacy's disappearance that Stacy actually wasn't with Drew the day of Kathleen's death, and that Drew had actually just told Stacy to say that to police so he could have a cover up. And after Stacy disappeared, Kathleen's death was looked into more closely. Her body was actually dug up out of her grave and it was re-examined. And when that happened, her cause of death was actually switched. So instead of it being accidental, her cause of death was now switched to a homicide. A few months after the cause of death was switched, Drew was actually placed under arrest for the death of Kathleen Savio. So Drew did end up going to trial for the murder of Kathleen Savio. And when this happened, the jury actually found Drew guilty of first degree murder. Drew was sentenced to 35 years in prison, and he had a big problem with this because when the verdict was read, Drew had a huge outburst in court. He got super angry and he screamed, "I did not kill Kathleen," and he just had this angry
outburst. But if that wasn't enough, Drew also tried to hire a hitman to kill the prosecutor that was on Kathleen's murder trial case. But what Drew didn't know is that the inmate that he was confessing this to in the prison that he was at was actually wired by police. And so once this happened, the police had a full-on confession of Drew saying that he was planning to hire a hitman to murder the prosecutor. Because of this, Drew was then given an additional 40 years in prison. But then this leaves the question of what about Stacy Peterson? Drew has never been charged to this day for anything regarding Stacy's disappearance or her possible murder. He still claims that he had nothing to do with her going missing and claims that she ran off with some man and has never been found since. I think for the most part, a lot of people do believe that Drew 100% did have something to do with Stacy's disappearance. I mean, it just comes down to what is the likelihood that he murders one of his wives and then another one goes missing. It just doesn't sit right with anyone and it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, what is the likelihood that Stacy just got up and walked away from her family, her children, her friends, her life, just because she wanted to be with another man when Drew's ex-wife was murdered and Stacy knew about it? A lot of people believe that because Stacy knew so much, Drew did not want to risk having her tell anyone about what he did to Kathleen. Maybe he knew that she told the pastor. Maybe he just knew that she knew way too much. Maybe she was afraid of him and kept trying to leave him. Drew admitted that Stacy repeatedly asked him for a divorce and kept saying that she wanted to get a divorce from him and she didn't want to be with him anymore. But he copped it up to being a once a month thing that happened every time that she would go through her menstrual cycle. That is what he copped it up to and said that he wasn't trying to be funny by saying that, but that's just what happened. His whole demeanor about Stacy's disappearance is very odd. I really encourage you guys, if you're interested in this case, to go back and look at some of the talk shows that he has done and just the way he carries himself and the way he talks about Stacy. He does talk about her in the past tense, which is a little odd and questionable and concerning for some people who think that why would you talk about her in the past tense unless you knew that she wasn't here anymore. I mean, it just comes down to the fact that the likelihood that Drew murdered his third wife and then his fourth one goes missing and he had nothing to do with it just seems very unlikely. Is it possible? Yes. Nothing has been proven yet. There has not been enough evidence to prove that Drew had anything to do with Stacy's disappearance. At the same time, though, you do have to remember he was a cop and he was a really good cop. He worked in narcotics, he worked as undercover, so he knows the ins and outs. He knows probably how to dispose of a body without anyone finding it. Does that mean he did it? I'm not saying that, but that also means that he probably did have the knowledge to get away with something if he wanted to. But that is really it, you guys. I want to know what you guys think about this case. I really have a hard time with it. I don't know. There's certain things that make me think he definitely did it, but then there are a couple questions where I'm like, well, this doesn't really make sense. So I definitely want to know what you guys think about this case. So make sure you leave it in the comments below if you're watching me on YouTube, or you can email me at killerinstinctpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is killerinstinctpodcast@gmail.com. You can also DM me on my social media accounts. They are just Savannah Brimer all across the board. With that being said, you guys, that is it for me today. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Killer Instinct. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you are not already. That way you never miss an episode. We post every Wednesday here on Killer Instinct and you are not going to want to miss it. So with that being said, I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Stay safe, you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.